Alaska Native leaders held a press call yesterday urging Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan to give a fair hearing and timely vote to President Barack Obama's forthcoming Supreme Court nomination. KBBI's Daisha Eaton reports.
The seat was left vacant when Justice Antonin Scalia died in February. Jacqueline Peta, executive director of the National Congress of American Indians, says leaving the seat empty could harm Native people.
Tribes are affected by the federal courts to a greater degree than almost any other group in the country. So it would not be good for Native people in our tribal governments if the Supreme Court is caught in a 4-4 tie for the next 2 years.
Peta pointed out that the court regularly hears cases involving subsistence on federal public lands, protection of children under the Indian Child Welfare Act, and tribal programs under the Indian Self-Determination Act. She said important legal questions could be held in limbo if the seat is left unfilled. Julie Kitka, president of Alaska Federation of Natives, says filling the vacancy on the high court is critical.
We must recognize that the U.S. Supreme Court is a highly specialized institution with a unique set of procedures that include complete discretion on whether or not it'll hear a case or not, with a much keener focus on policy considerations than other federal courts.
Both Peta and Kitka discouraged Alaska's delegation from joining in the obstructionist rhetoric of GOP leaders who've said they may block the president's nomination. And they say they hope the president will consider nominating a Native American from the western United States who has a grounding in federal Indian law. They urged the nomination of Diane Hamitawa, a member of the Hopi tribe from Arizona. In Homer, I'm Daisha Eaton.